Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The New Zealand flatworm is an invasive species of flatworm which is wreaking havoc on Irish gardens and farms. They disrupt the ecosystem by preying on native earthworms with devastating consequences. Now, Barry Quinn is the owner of Port Newmarket Garden in County Donegal, and Barry has been vocal about raising awareness as to how these non-native worms can have damaging effects on soil. And Barry's on the line. Good morning, Barry.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for joining us on this one. So tell us about this New Zealand flatworm and how damaging it is.
Yeah, so the New Zealand flatworm came into Ireland. The first sighting was back as far back as 1963, I believe. It came in through potted plants from New Zealand to garden centres and things like that there. And it is slowly but surely making its way throughout the country of Ireland. You can go onto a website called biodiversityireland.ie and you can see a map where people can record sightings. Across the north of Ireland, it is everywhere and it is making its way down south. And it is devastating to native earthworm populations. It is a predator to them. It releases a mucus-like enzyme that breaks down the earthworm and then it eats that liquid that is left behind. And I think everybody would know how important earthworms are to our soils, and as a commercial grower, it is an extremely worrying statistics coming out of the numbers. I can see it on a daily basis in my garden, the numbers of them increasing. I try my best to catch them and trap them, but it's a challenge and they are still increasing.
So these things are going around pulverizing our own earthworms.
That's what they're doing. Yeah, they're becoming the biggest predator now for them. I mean, earthworms would always be in the food chain for the likes of badgers and the like, but now we have these flatworms that are attacking them under the soil, and they're having a devastating impact. I can see it. I can see over the last 3 to 4 years in my garden, since I started this project, the numbers of flatworms increasing and the numbers of earthworms decreasing.
Okay, and they like warm places. So when you lift up plastic that you might have put down to protect the soil, that's where you'll find them. Is it, Barry?
Yeah, so I use large tarps for weed suppression and for to stop erosion during the winter. And we regularly check around the outside of the plastic where it's damp, but it's protected. And that is where they will lay their eggs. And that's something to note because the eggs are very recognisable. They're just slightly smaller than a blackcurrant. They're shiny and they will crack just like an egg might. So they're very important to keep an eye out for them in the garden. But the black plastic seems to be a very, very good way of identifying and finding them.
Yeah, and they're flat, are they? They look like their name.
Yes, so they're not like an earthworm. They're not segmented and they're not round. They are a very flat feature to them. They're almost brownish, bluish, greyish at times, and they have a creamy outside to them and a creamy coloured bottom on them. You might find them when they're under the plastic, they would be coiled up like a snake. And when they're on the move, then they can stretch out to 6 inches, 7 inches long. Mm-hmm.
They're bizarre things in that they can go for a very long period of time without eating anything, can they?
That's correct. Yeah, they can go up to a year without eating. And another reason that they're taking over now is the fact that they don't need to mate with one another. They can produce eggs on their own. Mm-hmm. And I'm always trying to create awareness about the features of them and the fact that their eggs are there and they're so recognisable. And the long and the short of it is we have to destroy them because they're an invasive species that are taking over and it's only going in one direction at the moment. So that's why I'm trying to use my platforms on social media to create awareness, especially for gardeners who are out in the garden regularly and they might not really know how to identify them. And I'm around the clock speaking to people, getting messages and email from people and helping them identify them. They might send me photographs and I'm happy to do that, you know.
So you destroy them, because I know you don't use any chemicals in your garden.
Yes,
so
that's correct.
You, when you find them, you destroy them.
Yeah, it has to be destroyed. I am an advocate for nature and wildlife, but this invasive species is a different story, and it's a violent way to go. But I put them between two flat stones, a more gentle way, or some people might not like to do that, is to use a cup or a pot of boiling water, and it will kill them too.
Right. I mean, it does sound like a very aggressive way to get rid of them, Barry, but you're convinced that they have to go because they're not doing the job of the earthworm that they're pulverizing and replacing, are they?
No, absolutely not. Our earthworms are such an integral part of the soil biology. They are there to create aeration. They will break down organic matter and make the organic matter into available nutrients for other plants. They eat dead leaf matter. They are a huge part of our soils. And
the flatworm doesn't do any of those jobs, does it not?
No, it does not. It's just a predator, really, to our earthworms, really, it seems.
Okay, now the Biodiversity Ireland also want to know about these things, if you find them, as Barry has been doing. And biodiversity.ie is the website where you can register sightings of the New Zealand flatworm. We'll leave it there for now, Barry. Thanks very much for joining us. Barry Quinn, owner of Port New Market Garden in County Donegal.